It's going right, okay.
Okay, you started?
Yeah.
Yeah.
what's your name?
My name is Terry Elwick.
Could you spell that, please?
Right. E-L-W-I-C-K.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
16th of the 7th, 1939.
And where were you born?
In London.
My name's Lucy Sargent, and it's spelled L-U-C-Y-S-A-R-G-E-N-T. And the interview is taking place at Terry Elwick's home.
That's correct, yeah.
This interview is for Shanti Theatre Company, Voices of History Project.
Right.
Could you tell me a bit about your war experiences?
Well, the first thing I remember, I must have been 18 months old, and obviously the First Battle of Britain had started, and I had obviously been sent away from London into, all I can say, was a children's home at Banbury, near Oxford. And the only thing I remember about it is that an uncle of mine came to visit me, and I was told by one of the ladies, your uncle Len is here to see you, and as a little 18-month-old boy, I was taken down to this huge kitchen, and this man was sitting at this huge table waiting to see me, and he bought me some presents from my mum, and we had a little chat, and then he went and I went back to my dormitory or whatever it was. And that was my first memory of the war.
What was that rationing like?
Oh, that was awful, because you couldn't get sweets. And there was a limit to how much butter you could have and all that sort of thing. I mean, it was, you know, everything was limited, but you were used to it. And I don't think I saw a banana until I was about 8 or 9 years of age.
So weird. Good.
Any more?
Did you ever see enemy firsthand?
Yes, I did, actually. I was sent down to Devon for most of the war and then came back to London. But then, of course, the Germans started sending over rockets, V2s and V1s. And one Sunday afternoon, bright sun, we saw a V2 rocket come over. And it was just like a plane with little wings. That's what as a child remember. And we just saw it go across the sky from South London in towards London. So you could say I saw the enemy at first hand there.
Did you ever lose anyone in the war?
And funnily enough, no. No, I didn't. I don't think any of our family did. We were very lucky, but I don't think anybody actually got killed that I knew.
Could you tell me a bit about evacuation?
Well, luckily, some of my family lived down in Torquay and near Dartmouth on the River Dart. So although we were evacuated, we didn't go to strangers. I and my brother Patrick, who was only a baby then, went to actually stay with relatives away from London.
That's really lucky.
So we were fine, and our mother came down and she got a job locally, working in a hotel. Not that there was much going on, but so my memory of evacuation was really quite nice. It was quite good fun.
What did you do for fun during the war?
Well, based on the fact that we were living down in Torquay and near the river, on the edge of the River Dart, as a little boy, it was wonderful because we spent virtually every minute of the summer on the beach or fishing in the river and running around in the country. So it was actually, from a child's point of view, almost idyllic, with virtually no people around. One thing I do remember, when I was living with my grandparents on the edge of the River Dart, across a creek, which was quite wide and difficult to get across, was an American army camp waiting to go into Europe. And we could get to them by walking across a dam, which was exceedingly dangerous. If we'd fallen off, we would have been dead, because there's water gushing through it. But as 3 and 4 year olds, you just didn't care and you went across, and we were given big packs of sweets by the soldiers waiting to go to across to invade Europe. I remember that very well.
So good. Which day during the war do you remember the clearest?
Right, well, the clearest memory...
Oh, God, here we go.
Shush!
It's a bit of glass, mate.
Oh, Ro, shut up! That's all going to be recorded.
I know.
Shut up, go away! Stop recording.
I can't.
Go away. We told the children, go away! She won't listen. That is one of the problems with being married to a war baby. She won't shut up.
I'm going to get out of the way.
Anyhow, the... Well, for Christ's sake.
Get out of the way.
Are you an imbecile?
Get out of the way.
Good. I'm sorry about that, listener. Yes, the clearest memory I have is that my mother was able to get some beef. We were back in London by then, but the V2s and V1s were coming over. And she got some beef and she got some mustard. And I had never seen mustard before. And I wanted to try this mustard, and she cooked the beef, and we were sitting down for our Sunday lunch. And I don't know why this should be such a sharp memory, but it is. And I was about to take some mustard and put it on my plate when a V1 or a V2 dropped near us and blew in all the glass of the windows. So we were smothered in glass, but the worst thing, a great lump of glass had gone into the mustard pot. And I can remember distinctly crying because I wasn't going to get any mustard. The fact that the windows had been blown in and people had probably died, you know, no more than a couple of hundred yards away, didn't occur to me. It was the fact I wasn't getting that mustard. And that's so, so sharp a memory.
Gosh.
Mm.
Okay. Do you think young people can relate to these experiences?
I don't really think so, really, to be honest, because life has been really quite good and peaceful for as far as we're concerned. Although, funnily enough, I think we've been fighting some sort of war at some stage, at some part of the world, for the last, you know, for the last 20 or 30 years anyhow. But nothing has really encroached on us here. Mm. Never had rationing. Most children have been able to have pretty much what they wanted. I mean, I can remember quite distinctly the first day that rationing came off on sweets and everybody rushed down to the shop to get some sweets. I mean, we've never had anything like that. And I suspect, and that's not being pompous, but I suspect people of today would maybe even not been able to deal very well with what happened then, although we did, you know. But life has been so easy, so I think it would be difficult. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
I've given you, plus a bit of extra.
Yeah.
Courtesy of my wife.
Thank you.
I hope it recorded, Lucy.
I don't know how to stop it.
Well, you want rewind, don't you, and then play. Don't forget that thing over there.
Earlier, I can't stop it.
Maybe you have to hold it down for... That's probably what other people have done. It's run back to the beginning, maybe.
I can take it off for a minute.